And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media live today from Elkhart Grain Company in Elkhart, Illinois. That's Logan County near Springfield. I'll be at the Pork Expo this afternoon for the big convention there at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. Looking forward to talking to you at that point. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area today. Areas of fog. That before 11 a.m. Otherwise cloudy, a high of 37 degrees. Tonight, a 20% chance of snowfall before midnight. It'll be cloudy, a low of 27, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, a high near 36 degrees on a northwest wind on Wednesday at 5 to 8 miles an hour. Light and variable in the afternoon. A quick look at the numbers in Chicago as they're trading at the CME Group at this hour. Futures are about 2 cents higher in the corn. March contract, in fact, up to at $3.60 3/4. July at $3.70 1/4. Penny and 3/4 higher in December at $3.83 1/4. 1.5 higher. Soy complex now. March beans up 8 cents at $8.80 3/4. The May 7 higher at $8.83 1/2. In July, $8.88 3/4. 7 higher. November beans, $8.91 3/4. Up 5 3/4. Bean meal, $5 higher at $2.67. The bean oil, that's 42 cents lower at $31.38. Wheat futures, soft red. March contract up 3, 4.60 1/2. July at 4.70 1/2, up 2 3/4. And the hard red July, that's the harvest month at $4.68, up 3.5 cents. Live cattle futures from Chicago, February contract, 15 higher at $130.10. April at $129.17 1/2, down a nickel, rather up a nickel for the day. Feeder cattle trading the March up 15. They're at $150.17 1/2, and April's at $70.32 1/2. A quick look at the energies, because that's what's really driving the marketplace at this hour, I believe. We'll learn more about that in just a moment from Wayne Nelson. March contract there in the crude oil for the day at $29.02. That's down 41 cents. Of course, I told you we're live here at Elkhart Grain. That's because I'm on my way to Springfield. Thought I'd stop by at the local elevator in the hometown of my birthplace. Don Ludwig is here. He manages the elevator. Good morning to you, Don. Thanks for letting us do our show live this morning.
Well, glad to have you here. We're always nice to have a little excitement in the dreary weather that we have going on now. So it's good to have you.
February is a month that producers tend to move quite a bit of grain. Are your expectations for farmers in the Logan County, Elkhart Draw area to move much grain?
No, it's been exceptionally slow this year, particularly off farms. We've had very little movement from the farms, some out of the elevator, but it's been a year where, since harvest time, really our purchases from the farmers have been well below what we'd normally expect.
We've discussed a great number of times on the air basis contract producers in your area doing contracts for both corn and soybeans.
Yeah, to some degree, particularly soybeans probably, and that's it's a pretty typical play for beans year after year. A lot of times that's a pretty good plan if you want to put off the final pricing of stuff while the market's inverted or flat going forward as the South American crop's coming on. It's a good idea to get the basis set. Gives the person a little more flexibility. Plus, it gives them a little cash flow if they want to take advantage of that.
And finally, how big is the grain elevator here? And you do operate more than one.
Right. We have the facilities here and over at Mount Pulaski Lake Fork area. Our total storage is around 10 million bushels. And here at Elkhart, we're about 3.8.
Thank you so much.
Good talking to you, Todd.
Don Ludwig is the manager of Elkhart Grain Company. We're live from Elkhart Grain, in fact. Now let's turn our attention to the marketplace directly. Wayne Nelson has been waiting patiently on the line. He's from L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Well, we said a little bit earlier, I thought that it was probably crude oil that was moving the market around to some extent. Is that truly the case?
Well, we started off that was one of the big movers for the OPEC members. Agreed to freeze production at the January levels, but then we've got Iran that doesn't say they didn't, and now we're hearing that there's words coming out that saying the others agreed to that if everybody else agreed to not raise it. But the thing was, they didn't agree to cut, they agreed to not raise, which we've been producing excess oil as it is. So right now, the crude oil is down about 50 cents a barrel on the day. But the grains continuing to stay strong. We're up 1 3/4 to 2 in the corn and, 7 to 8 in the beans. Beans continue to gain. There's 163 ships waiting for soybean loadings down in Brazil at their ports. Last year was only 66 at this time period. So a little bit of a backup on boats down there because they've been the cheapest grocery store in town for beans.
Yeah, so you expect them to load fairly quickly at some point, and then will that put kind of a damper on the marketplace?
Well, you know, we've got some rain problems down there. Some of the stuff isn't coming to market as fast as they were looking for. But with the cheap freight rates, well, we probably aren't going to worry near as much about the demurrage as we did a year ago. They did add to their ports down there. They enlarged them. They probably got 40% more loading capacity this year. So that does sort of come into it. But all in all, you know, the funds sold more beans last week than what we thought they did. I think we got a little short covering in Chicago going on.
And for those producers, as Don Ludwig mentioned here in Logan County, and I think this is the case as best I can tell across the Midwest, who have basis contracts for soybeans or corn, either one, are there things that they need to have ready to go over the weekend? On Commodity Week, we heard most of our analysts say, make sure you have triggers and you're ready to pull them, and they don't need to be that high, that much higher above the marketplace.
Well, you know, I think around that 890 to 95 mark basis, the May beans, if you got basis contracts already, might be a chance to pull a trigger up at those levels and get a little more out of them. You know, as far as the new crop, why, you know, we're at 893 here this morning. We've been 894 and three quarters, so that 895 to 910 is an area where we'd have some orders in.
What are your expectations for the rest of the week?
I think, you know, it's going to depend a lot on what happens here in the outside markets. I don't think for this week there's a lot going on in the grain markets themselves.
And then if we look forward, the acreage battle is, and I don't know whether I should call it a battle or not, but the acreage numbers will come out. That at the end of March. And, of course, we have the forum in Washington, D.C. Do we have any inkling about what USDA might do with acreage numbers for the coming year?
Well, there's a thought that they might even increase the corn acres a little more than what they were thinking about here, as long as we can hold up in this level, Todd. So, you know, remember we've got quite a few acres of wheat and barley that won't get planted this, or milo that won't get planted, not barley, but the milo that won't get planted as much this year, and they think they might come into the corn acres.
And turn your attention to the export market. Anything happening there?
Yeah, Colombia bought 190,000 metric ton of corn this morning for the 15-16 delivery time period. But otherwise, it's been awfully darn slow.
All right. One other item. Looking forward to having you and Casey on Thursday of this week for an Ag Outlook panel. That'll be in the afternoon during the closing market report. We'll record Commodity Week there, in fact. And I'm glad to have you and Sherm Newland over there and Casey on Thursday.
Yeah, looking forward to going over to Casey this year again.
Hey, thanks so much, Wayne. We appreciate you being with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. A couple of items. Make sure you do visit our website. The address there is willag.org, willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming and our calendar of events. Things are starting to stack up now. So today, for instance, I'll be at the Pork Expo this afternoon. I'm here at Elkhart Grain in Logan County this morning. On Thursday of this week, I'll be in Casey for an event that's sponsored both by U of I Extension and the County Farm Bureau there, Clark County, that is. And then next week and the following week, we're back out on the road again. And if you have an event you'd like me to come to with the Will Ag panels, and mostly it's about bringing the analyst with me, be sure to give me a call at 217-333-9697 or just email me at tgleason@illinois.edu. We can get that set up. We'll also be at the Chicago Farmland Forum. That's coming up in March. The Illinois Soybean Association Expos are coming up. That's their Soybean Summits. I'll even see both the one in Peoria and the one in Rockford. So lots of things happening. The other big event, of course, is our all-day Ag Outlook. That's over at the Beef House on the 8th day of March, and we'll have a dozen of our analysts there. You can buy your tickets right now today if you want. 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065, or go online at willag.org. Tickets are just $30 for our March 8th event over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, and that includes a Beef House lunch and coffee and rolls in the morning. We sure do hope to see you then, and we'll have on hand with us a couple of extra folks that day to take a look at how you might save costs on the farm, and more importantly, what things you might not do. Gary Schnitke will be with us, along with Emerson Nafziger, both from U of I, and then we'll also have Brian Young from Purdue. He's a weed scientist. So over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, you can buy your tickets for $30 right now online at willag.org or by calling 800-898-1065. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. This is Illinois Public Media. It'll be the top of the hour, 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.